no light, no sound, no time, nor space, utter void, then somewhere the beginning of a pallor, and with it a faint throbbing buzz as of a ghostly violoncello palpitating on the same note endlessly, a couple of ghostly violins presently take advantage of this bass, and therewith the pallor reveals a man in the void, an incorporeal but visible man, seated absurdly enough on nothing. For a moment he raises his head as the music passes him by. Then with a heavy sigh he droops in utter dejection, and the violins, discouraged, retrace their melody in despair and at last give it up. It is all very odd. One recognizes the Mozartian strain. And on this hint, and by the aid of certain sparkles of violet light in the pallor, the man's costume reveals itself as that of a Spanish nobleman of the 15th to the 16th century, Don Juan, of course, but where, why, how, where on earth, or elsewhere have we got to from the 20th century? Another pallor in the void, this time not violet, but a disagreeable smoky yellow, with it the whisper of a ghostly clarinet, turning this tune into infinite sadness, the yellowish pallor moves. There is an old woman wandering in the void, bent and toothless, draped as well as one can guess in the coarse brown frock of some religious order. She wanders and wanders in her slow, hopeless way, much as a wasp flies in its rapid, busy way, until she blunders against the thing she seeks, companionship.
Excuse me, but I am so lonely and this place is so awful.
A newcomer?
Yes, I suppose I died this morning. I confessed. I had extreme unction. I was in bed with my family about me and my eyes fixed on the cross. Then it grew dark, and when the light came back, it was this light by which I walk, seeing nothing. I have wandered for hours in horrible loneliness.
You have not yet lost the sense of time. One soon dies in eternity.
Where are we?
In hell.
Hell? I in hell? How dare you?
Why not, Signora?
You do not know to whom you're speaking. I'm a lady and a faithful daughter of the church.
I do not doubt it.
But how then can I be in hell? Purgatory, perhaps. I have not been perfect. Who has? But hell? Oh, you're lying.
Hell, Signora, I assure you, hell at its best. That is, its most solitary. Though perhaps you would prefer company.
But I have sincerely repented. I have confessed.
How much?
More sins than I rarely committed. I loved confession.
That is perhaps as bad as confessing too little. At all events, Signora, whether by oversight or intention, you are certainly damned, like myself. And there is nothing for it now but to make the best of it.
Oh, and I might have been so much wickeder. All my good deeds wasted. It is unjust.
No, you were fully and clearly warned. For your bad deeds, vicarious atonement, mercy without justice. For your good deeds, justice without mercy. We have many good people here.
Were you a good man?
I was a murderer.
A murderer? Oh, how dare they send me to herd with murderers? I was not as bad as that. I was a good woman. There is some mistake. Where can I have it set right?
I do not know whether mistakes can be corrected here. Probably they will not admit a mistake, even if they have made one.
But whom can I ask?
I should ask the devil, Signora. He understands the ways of this place, which is more than I ever could.
The devil? I speak to the devil?
But in hell, Signora, the devil is the leader of the best society.
But I tell you, wretch, I know I'm not in hell.
How do you know?
Because I feel no pain.
Oh, then there is no mistake. You are intentionally damned.
Why do you say that?
Because, Signora, hell is a place for the wicked. The wicked are quite comfortable in it. It was made for them. You tell me you feel no pain. I conclude that you are one of those for whom hell exists.
Do you feel no pain?
I am not one of the wicked, Signora. Therefore, it bores me beyond description, beyond belief.
Not one of the wicked. You said you were a murderer.
Only a duel. I ran my sword through an old man who was trying to run his through me.
Well, if you were a gentleman, that was not a murder.
Well, the old man called it murder because he was, he said, defending his daughter's honor. By this he meant that because I foolishly fell in love with her and told her so, she screamed and he tried to assassinate me after calling me.